One thing that you've got to remember is this. Change is going to happen to everyone, but we are not alone. Sometimes we need to seek out our Stephen ministers. Sometimes we need to go have consultation with our pastor. We are very blessed here at Bethel Church that we have compassionate Christians that are willing to listen to our stories. Perhaps you may have had a special situation in your life that has creating anxiety for you. Maybe you need to go talk to someone. And always remember, there is someone that has walked your walk. Do not think that you are alone. Do not think that you are the only person to ever have that issue. For instance, I'll give you an illustration. When my son, Keith, tragically passed away, and during my grieving process, I sought out State Senator George Bunting. For George also lost a son 2 years before me. And what comfort and peace that gave me in talking to George, because he understood my pain, my concern. And as the years have gone by now, I have found myself also talking to other parents that have lost children. For you see, I have walked their walk, the same as George Bunting has walked my walk. But we must always remember that we've got support out there. Family, friends, clergy, and even support groups as your situation compels. Remember, we are not alone. We are all God's children. God loves us. Sometimes a change on the surface, though, that looks kind of rough, may in itself not be so bad after all. Remember that old saying that when one door closes, another door will open? Well, perhaps you were in a dead-end job, a job that had no chance for advancement, a job that created much stress in your life, a job that gave you anxiety, a job that you did not want to get up in the morning. Now, all of a sudden, a new opportunity has popped. You're excited. You do not mind going to work. You have new friends. You have a chance for advancement. For you see, when the world gave you the lemons, you were smart enough to make the sweetest lemonade possible. Remember, change does not necessarily have to be a negative. But the one thing that I must caution you and remind you, do not let the demons of change wreak havoc with your heart and your emotions. For you see, fear, doubt, impatience, shame, blame, guilt, those are all words that can destroy your self-esteem. You need to chase them away by relying on your faith in God. God will be your lifeline. He will be the ring that will bring you in those storms and the waves of life. As the window behind me depicts, it's my favorite window in this whole church, and that's the one with the cross on the rock. Because if you have the storms of life around you, the first place you go is to the cross. Ask God to help you. Ask God for guidance in your life. Pastor Fred spoke last week about the extreme church makeover. He was talking about the power of prayer, the significance of prayer, and how important it is in our lives. See, sometimes you have to remember, if you want a makeover in your life, it will cause you anxiety. You will have to change, and that change may not be pleasant on the surface, but it may be what God is asking you. Remember, God is love. Sometimes change is about endings. Sometimes it's about beginnings. See, when God tells you to recalculate your life, you better listen. Get back on track. He's not telling you to go backwards. He's telling you to go forward. Join me. See, God too had an extreme makeover in his life. And it was a makeover that he had expressed in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And God's makeover was the makeover that makes us over. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish, but have eternal life. I'm sure some of you, I know everyone has seen it. You may even have this in your home. It's the Serenity Prayer. I see it in homes everywhere that I go. Most of you know those first three lines, but did you know there was a second part of that prayer that has more meaning to me than the first three lines? So if you have a computer at home this week, Google that Serenity Prayer. You may be surprised what you see, but I'm going to tell you in the event that you don't have a computer. Of course, that prayer starts out as, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. He also says, give me courage to change those things that I can, but also the wisdom to know the difference. But the second part of that prayer tells you how to accept your journey along this life. And it goes like this. He's saying, live one day at a time. Enjoy your moment at a time. You must accept hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as we would have it. We trust that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, and that I may be reasonably happy in this life, but supremely happy with him forever in the next. That prayer was written, of course, or at least given credit to, by Reinhold Niebuhr back in the early 40s. As our scripture today said, there is that highway of life, but it's only for God's believers. And it has a finish line. However, on this road, a road that we call God's sacred highway, there'll be no detours, there'll be no road construction, there'll be no obstacles on there for you. See, this is the highway that you're not going to need a Garmin to get you to your destination. It's a road that replaces the sorrows and the hardships with joy, gladness. It's a highway that you will have that happiness across your forehead. It's called the road to eternal life. Robert Frost wrote a poem called The Road Not Taken. And there was that classic line in that poem that says, two roads diverged into the yellow wood, and I took the one least traveled, and it has made all the difference. See, God invites all to travel this highway. Some of us will accept. Most of us will not. So I ask you, what highway do you want to travel? What highway are you going to travel? See, as believers, we believe Jesus paid the toll for that highway by his death on the cross. I pray that you will march with me to the city of Zion so that we can see that beautiful city together. Let's bow for a quick prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we face the everyday challenges along our highway of life. May we be ever mindful of your presence and your guidance. Guide us around these detours, these obstacles, and make us ever strong in our faith. Help us to realize that we are not alone, that you are with us, that you truly are our co-pilot. All these things we ask in thy precious name, the name of Jesus. Amen.